And the hardships of war are spurring some Iraqi families to revert to an older way of seeking security for their daughters, marrying them off at younger ages. It's a system that worked in earlier times in rural areas, but in cities such as Baghdad, it may be contributing to a high divorce rate that leaves young women with nowhere to turn. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Baghdad.
Just before Ramadan is a favored time for weddings in Iraq, just as June is the bride's month in the United States. These days in Baghdad, because of security concerns, weddings tend to be quieter, more private affairs. One tradition that's still followed, though, is that newlywed couples come to Ahmed Ali's photo studio to get a portrait made. Brides in billowing white dresses, grooms trying to look serious in suits and ties. Ahmed Ali says he's noticed a new trend.
I don't ask about ages, but I'm getting brides who were born in the late 1980s and the 1990s. Some time back, a very young bride came in. She and the groom were very young. I don't know their age, but they were very young. You could feel that.
Zaman Hamza was in one of those wedding photos, but it's not on her wall. She's divorced and living on the uncertain charity of an uncle who can barely support his own seven children. Zaman was married at 14, pregnant a month later.
This is our trend. A girl would marry while still a child, so her parents will get rid of the responsibility, or so that people won't criticize the father for turning away suitors.
At 16, Zaman looks older, especially with makeup and black eyeliner, but she still has a scattering of pimples, the topography of a teenager. She has a baby boy that she hasn't seen for 6 months. Under Iraqi law, children of a divorce nearly always go to the father's family.
And now I'm trying to go and see him, but my family wouldn't let me go. They say to me, leave him, let him grow up, and maybe one day he would come back to you.
Zaman says her husband's family influenced him to divorce her.
He was 16 when I married him, just an ignorant child, who did whatever he was told to do. He wasn't ready to marry, but they made him do it so his children would grow up with him.
That's a common saying about people who marry very young, that their own children will grow up along with them. It's also said that a youthful marriage will make a woman become more passionately attached to her home and her children. But those are sentiments that are more often heard in rural Iraq and not in cities like Baghdad, where families are more likely to value education for girls. Dalal Juma is an advocate for women's rights who says the number of child brides is increasing by the day.
Since 2003, things have become chaotic. Families are worried about their daughters. A daughter is a financial burden when unemployment is rife.
Families are concerned about their daughter's safety as well. Security is a worry for any unattached woman in Iraq, and even more for divorced women than for unmarried ones. Zaman Hamza's family wants her to contribute to the family income by returning to the work she did before she was married, serving as a maid in other people's homes.
But it's too dangerous for me as a divorced woman to work as a servant in a house with men. Of course, any man would be tempted when he sees a divorced maid, whether he liked me or not.
Zaman's friends remember her as an urchin with curly reddish hair who used to deliver bread in the neighborhood with her brothers. Today she's a woman, dressed in a black embroidered abaya, the voluminous garment that drapes her from her head to her ankles. Even so, her aunt rebukes her for venturing too far into the street to welcome a guest. Zaman says she's had marriage proposals lately, but that her uncle has refused them.
He said he would give me to someone he had in mind, but I don't want to marry another man. I'm still hoping I can get back with my husband since we have a son.
Whether Zaman gets back to her husband or not, maybe there's hope for her. Ahmed Ali, the photographer, says he's noticing a parallel trend. Many people who come to him for wedding portraits are what he calls old-aged, people who are finding each other in their 30s and 40s. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.